75 degrees in Nashville. We expect partly sunny skies again today with a high in the low to mid-70s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. The Nissan plant in Smyrna is starting production of a new version of its luxury vehicle, the Infiniti. WPLN Seth Thorpe learned more about the new product and its potential impact on the local community.
The Infiniti QS65 is being introduced at the Nissan Smyrna assembly plant at a public event on Saturday. The luxury crossover SUV was recently showcased at the New York Auto Show, and it will be produced right here in Middle Tennessee. Jennifer Swanner, a senior specialist for communications at Nissan, said the addition not only increases production at the plant, but also enhances relationships in the community.
More product, and you know, we're localizing and bringing more product to the U.S., so it's great to retain jobs and suppliers and other people that are, you know, touch the plant.
The new Infiniti QS65 produced at the Smyrna plant will be available at retail outlets starting this summer. Seth Thorpe, WPLN News.
The Tennessee legislature has approved new rules for private wastewater systems. A specific concern are so-called decentralized systems. That means they don't transport the water to big water treatment facilities like a big city's water system. They use smaller, cheaper technology closer to residential areas. They often serve rural areas lacking sewer infrastructure. Lebanon Republican Senator Mark Pody sponsored the bill. It comes after decentralized wastewater systems in Wilson County left polluted water pooling near people's homes. The Tennessee Lookout reports many of those systems don't comply with state permits. Often that meant wastewater was building up in the storage fields and running off into nearby land and waterways. So Pody says the bill basically gives the state more power to enforce those rules. Some lawmakers voice concerns over who bears the long-term cost if a subdivision system fails and requires costly work. They say it could fall on county governments. Several tried and failed to tack on amendments exempting their own counties from the measure. In the end, the only exemption that stuck was for Hamilton County, which includes Chattanooga. The measure now heads to Governor Bill Lee for approval. Well, if you just had to swerve around a pothole before hearing this, you might not have a great opinion of Tennessee's roads. But a Consumer Affairs report finds the state ranks in the top 10 nationally for road conditions. It found just under 10% of the state's urban roads are in poor condition, and only 3% of its rural roads are. Topping the list for the second straight year was Indiana. Among other southern states near the top of the list, Georgia ranked fourth, and Alabama was eighth, just ahead of Tennessee. Mississippi ranks second worst overall, just behind New Mexico. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.